Mom. Mom, it's me.
Oh, Dad. Daddy.
Granddad's not here right now.
Oh, so... where is he?
Mom, listen, there's something I have to tell you.
Is it a secret?
I'm this close.
Oh, I know who you are.
Mom.
Eddie.
No.
No, you shouldn't be here.
It's fine. I told them where I was going.
My dad doesn't like you.
I'm meeting someone. And I think this is it, what I've been looking for. 20 years. Mm-hmm. But I wanted you to be the first. I wanted to say, I'm sorry. So sorry for what I've put you through. If I'd have known it would take this long.
Oh, boy, I only met you last week.
Mom.
Oh, are you crying?
Oh. No, Mum, that'd make me a duffer.
As well as an Amazon forever.
Oh, Mum.
Hello?
Oh, my God, Jackie!
Sarah, what's going on?
Okay,
calm down. Breathe.
I thought it was coming from the kitchen.
How big's the fire?
I don't know. It's everywhere. We're all out on the street.
Okay, I'm on my way. Are the fire brigade there?
I don't know.
Well, are they or aren't they?
No, I haven't called them yet.
Oh, for God's sake, Sarah!
Kat, is it really such a big deal?
Boss?
Okay. Yes, I suppose if we're talking about our getting excluded.
John.
It's Kat. 2 seconds. Well, I'll be with Alice the whole time. Or Chloe will. Yes. I'll give Chloe strict instructions. One on each lobe, maximum.
Ah, piercings.
If you're that worried, I suppose I could get Sue Kelly to tail them when I don't have eyeball.
What?
Yes. Of course I'm taking this seriously.
Boss.
Look, I really have to go. I'll see you next week. Yeah, bye. Oh, and tell Alice I'm looking forward to it.
What's happening?
Teenage daughters.
What?
You know I'm off down to Cornwall to pick up Alice.
A whole week?
We've got crazy plans.
Kat's got this idea that Alice is going to turn her face into a colander.
Anything more than one per earlobe and she gets excluded, apparently.
It's not a face you need to be worried about, boss.
Mike!
I don't even want to think about that.
So an incinerated corpse should take your mind off it.
Why didn't you say?
You were on the phone.
There's been a fire at Mary Leanne House last night.
Where?
Homeless hostel on Deacon Street.
Oh, yeah. It was on the news. She was talking about it.
Jackie Stanton Hope.
Yeah, that's her.
Took them 4 hours to get it under control.
There's a body. Well, what's left of it.
And?
It's in the pugilist position.
Dead before the fire started.
Socco are asking for backup. Apparently there's already 3 news crews and a load of journalists. It's a big crime scene and a lot of lenses.
The second they find out about that body, it's going to be a complete circus.
They're not stupid, boss. As soon as they see the numbers we're throwing at it, they'll know what's going on.
Thanks for that, Mike. I was just trying to delude myself there for a few seconds.
I need a list of residents and staff. Everyone who was in the building.
I'll do that. Overall, sir.
Thanks. Let's get statements before they all melt away.
That donkey might have bolted, boss.
There's still a few hanging around.
Mobile interview wagon? They're going to be jumpy about being bundled up to the station.
Yeah, let's not try to scare anybody. We need information. We're not trawling for illegal immigrants.
Now, you are Detective Chief Inspector John Stone, and I am absolutely confident that you will extend me the courtesy of telling me precisely what's going on.
We're not supposed to be here.
She's right, madam. You need to move right back out of the cordoned off area.
Oh, follow me, please.
Jackie Stanton Hope. Please. Call me Jackie.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Then you'll know this is my building, full of vulnerable people, exhausted and traumatised and in need of answers.
You'll excuse me if I don't shake your hand. D.I. Tanner's right. It's for your own safety and to avoid the contamination of evidence that could later compromise a prosecution.
I'm hearing some very upsetting rumours.
Yes, There's been a fatality. I'm sorry.
Oh, God, no.
Do we know who it is?
Not yet.
Well, but you think it was deliberate. Arson.
I don't think anything
yet. For God's sake, Jackie, someone's dead. No.
Sarah, whoever it is, our tears won't save them.
I know.
It's our job to be strong.
I know.
Sarah's my most trusted resident warden.
It's okay to be upset.
You must have some idea who isn't accounted for.
The logbook is inside. Oh, God.
Let's go through who we've got here now. Can you tell me who's missing?
I told them to go to the assembly point, but some of them, quite a few, they didn't want to hang around.
Some of our family find this kind of thing hard to cope with, not to mention this kind of police presence.
Your family?
The Stanton Hope Foundation doesn't just provide hostels. These are homes. And homes are for families, as I'm sure you'd agree, John, which is why it won't be arson. Nobody burns down their own home, do they?
Well, does she blink?
You don't raise 37 million by taking no for an answer.
Seriously, though, is that a performance, John?
She's a strong, determined woman, Mike. You have a problem with her?
John and Jackie sitting in a tree.
If she puts homelessness on the map, then yeah, that's worthy of a bit of respect.
John, over here.
Hi, Kira.
Yeah, stick these on, just in case.
Reassuring.
Yeah, it took the crews 4 hours to get this under control. This way.
Oh, I'm amazed there's anything to see.
The body's in the annex.
Find your feet, boss.
Yeah, it's the nails you've got to watch.
Thanks for the warning.
Give me a timeline.
Well, we get the three nines at 22:26. Two appliances arrive just as the boiler blows in the kitchen in the old building there. That's where the gas main comes into the hostel and the explosion takes out the feeder to the sprinkler system.
It's amazing. There weren't more fatalities.
Yeah, especially given the chemically assisted state of some of them. But when our pumps get here, everyone's out in the road because the original fire started in the annex and set off the alarms, giving them a good few minutes to shake some shit into each other and get out before the explosion.
You think there's a connection between the two?
Ah, no way of knowing yet. Bodies through here. Whoa. Keep back a sec. Still getting pictures. Well, when we finally got access to the building, we found this guy on what's left of the bed. Well, at least we think he's a male.
You sure it's not smoke inhalation? He's off his head. There's no one here to wake him up.
Could have been a coincidental drug OD.
Okay, so it's hard to see because of all the crap that's fallen on it, but there's a primary burn pattern that starts from the cadaver and works outwards.
Yeah, I've got you.
Yeah, indicative of an accelerant poured over and around the body. The pugilist contraction of the arms tells us the victim was dead or unconscious when the flames engulfed, but we'll need forensics to confirm.
It's all yours.
Thanks.
There were paint tins out in the corridor.
Yeah, we clocked that. My money's on White Spirit.
So the fire's opportunity.
It's a pretty cack-handed attempt to cover up a murder, I'd say. I'd be surprised if they thought it'd take out the whole building.
We're going to need a bit more evidence before we start jumping to conclusions like that.
How about a blunt force trauma to the head?
What blunt force trauma?
That blunt force trauma.
A murder inquiry?
We're treating the death as suspicious, yes.
A minute ago, it was arson.
Wait. Who is it? Tell me who it is.
The blaze was very intense.
But anyone could have died. That doesn't make it murder.
The detective's suggesting that the fire was started in order to kill this person. Isn't that right, John?
I can't share any details with you. I'm sorry.
Any information you can give us?
Nail down anyone who wasn't accounted for.
Nail down?
We need to talk to everyone who was in the building. If there's any way you can encourage your residents to stay and talk
you
to us...
You think one of our family did this?
That's not what DCI Stone
said. I'm not going to start incriminating people.
Please understand. Marie-Leanne has an open door policy. They don't come here to be interrogated. If love is the foundation of what we do, then trust is the keystone.
And you'll know that it's an offence to withhold information that could assist in an investigation.
Mike!
I don't think I said anything about withholding information, Michael.
D.I. Tanner, if you don't mind.
Look outside, D.I. Tanner. Those are the faces of people who had nothing and now they have even less. They've lost a friend, a brother, they're victims too, until we know otherwise. So I'm asking you. I'm telling you to respect that.
So, let's concentrate on identifying the victim.
So far, we've got at least 12 people unaccounted for this morning. Although Sarah did see most of them last night after the fire.
There might be more, I'm trying to remember.
The body's in the annex. It's at the end of the corridor, adjacent to the kitchen in the old building.
Oh, my God! Devon!
Devon?
Devon DeCosta.
Sir, I'm so sorry.
Well, the annex is empty at the moment, redecorating, but I said that he could use resilience if he didn't mind the smell.
Resilience?
Every room has a name. A living space should be an inspiration, even a stuffy porter cabin like this.
Right. Have you seen Devon since the fire?
No. No, he wasn't in the car park last night.
Description?
30-something. A normal height, short curly hair.
Skin colour?
Well, he's mixed race. I mean...
Dual heritage.
I've never asked exactly what...
On the name.
I'm on it. Hi, Dave. Mine.
Stone Roses.
Is there a name for me?
Devon, he always wore Stone Roses t-shirts.
Yes, that's right. A big Ian Brand
and
t-shirt.
And that first album cover and a Rennie hat. And, you know the sort of thing that I mean.
Try both.
Jackie! Definitely. Jackie, that's not here.
Shh.
You won't let me through. Jackie!
That's Sully.
Jackie!
We better see what he wants.
Whoa, hang on. We haven't finished.
Someone needs me, John.
Come in, Sully.
What's going on?
Oh, I'm not entirely sure.
It's okay, Sully, darling.
It's okay. Let him through.
Shit.
It was on Facebook. They're saying someone's dying.
I know, darling, I know.
Who is it? Tell me who it is.
We haven't been able to identify the victim yet.
Were you in the hostel last night, Sully?
It's not a hostel, it's a home.
No, he doesn't live here.
Sully's been with the Foundation since the beginning. He's deeply involved with everything that goes on. I've no idea what we'd do without you, darling.
I knew Marie-Leanne.
And when we rebuild this place, it'll still be called Marie-Leanne. Don't you worry, we won't forget her, I promise.
I'll organise a vigil tonight.
Maybe wait till we've sorted out somewhere for everyone to sleep. So Sarah can take you back.
We need Sarah for a bit longer, I'm afraid. She'll have to make a formal statement.
She hasn't done anything!
It's all right, Sully. The police need witness statements from everyone.
We can run Sully home. He's a little sensitive about people in uniform.
I'll go to Jackie Towers. They'll need clothes and stuff.
Brilliant. You do that while I sort out getting a roof over these people's heads, and then our friends in the police will know where everybody is.
Before you disappear, we need to ask you about any CCTV you have on the premises.
You really haven't been listening, have you, John?
You are kidding me. No CCTV at all?
It's a home, Michael. You wouldn't have a camera pointing at you in your own house, would you?
Don't answer that, Mike. It's not a pleasant thought.
I don't know. I've heard there's people who pay good money for that sort of thing.
Very strange people.
The point is, whatever we think of Jackie's security arrangements, now isn't the time to be picking holes.
Yeah, and thanks for backing me up, boss. All this John stuff like she's your BFF. With respect, and I know she does amazing work, but you need to keep things professional. You don't want her thinking she's getting special favours.
Maybe that's the idea.
He's very good, Mike. It's almost like he knows what he's doing.
If Jackie Stanton-Hope goes into lockdown, this is going to be a nightmare. We need her on side.
OK, whatever. I'm just saying, that's all.
Briefing in 1 hour.
What's up with him?
No idea.
Devon DeCosta, 36 years old. Previous for twocking, theft, fraud, conspiracy... Some sort of armed robbery thing that never came off. Assaulting a police officer. Handling stolen goods, minors for drugs. He's been in and out. Youth offenders, 3 stretches in adult prison.
But the last one was 8 years ago, so he's been straight for a while.
Or better at not getting caught.
Hello? I think we're talking about a murder victim here.
We can't be sure it's him until we get the DNA back, which could take a while, given the degree of incineration.
OK, so we did initial interviews with 9 residents...
Family members.
...at the scene. Another 5 were happy to come to the station. They're all being relocated to other SHF hostels, so we know where they are. Then there are 7 Sarah definitely remembers seeing after the fire, which leaves Edris Margai, who was found kipping in a restaurant car park in Castlefield. Turns out he absconded from immigration removal 5 months ago.
Make sure no one deports him before we've ruled him out.
You're all heart, Mike.
Fergal Straw turned up off his head on spice in a yurt at the Buddhist retreat in Heaton Moor. He's been taken to Stepping Hill for treatment. Got a tip-off from the drop-in on London Street about Niamh Kinsella. And the last 2 rolled into Jackie Towers demanding cash compensation for PTSD.
Jackie Towers? What?
It's a nickname for the Stanton Hope Foundation head office. Point is, Devon's the only one still unaccounted for.
Unless he's the perpetrator.
There's no history of violence.
Apart from assaulting a police officer.
In which case, the killer is most likely to be one of the other residents. So let's get cracking on associates, friendships, feuds. Anyone who was inside with Devon could be prison-related.
From 8 years ago?
Let's test it. Any relatives locally?
He's got a sister in Prestwich, Dawn Pelling. I doubt they're close.
Chase that, Mike. See if they've heard from him recently.
What am I telling them?
He was believed to be in the hostel and is currently unaccounted for.
I've started on CCTV. We're pulling it in from the surrounding streets, but it's not a great area for it. Disused industrial units, some residential brownfield sites waiting redevelopment. There's a dragger shops on Davies Road that's well covered, but filling in the gaps is going to be a challenge.
OK, thanks.
Do what you can.
That's pathology. They're ready for you.
OK. It was definitely white spirit.
Well, the accelerant wouldn't have incinerated him on its own. You're looking to get a minute out of dousing the corpse.
But when the gas main blew?
Still doesn't quite explain it. I'd put my money on furnishings. I'd be extremely surprised if they were compliant with current fire regs.
Basically, the killer got lucky.
Most people have no idea how hard it is to burn a corpse.
How long for the DNA? A
couple more days.
The sooner we get an ID.
Well, I can rule out one person.
Oh, yeah?
According to DaCosta's medical records, he was missing the distal and middle flange on the fourth finger of his left hand.
Don't hands and feet fall apart during intense combustion?
Well, we did find these in the debris.
Finger bones.
We'll need to match them. But unless someone's been lopping off their digits, I'd say we had a complete set.
Hi, boss.
Mike, have you spoken to DaCosta's sister yet?
Heading up the front path now.
It's not him.
Do you have a name yet?
No, still waiting for the DNA.
So DaCosta's got to be in the frame. I mean, it was his room.
There's nothing pointing to any of the other residents we've interviewed so far.
What about the warden? Sarah Martindale?
Just about to go into a formal interview.
Am I being accused of something?
No.
Right, I didn't think so.
Why do you ask?
Jackie wants me to wait till she can sort out a solicitor.
It's up to you.
Do I need one?
That's not for me to say.
I didn't murder Devon DaCosta, if that's what you're thinking.
We've established that the victim isn't Devon DaCosta.
Right. Well, there you go.
Although he is still unaccounted for.
So, who is it?
We don't know.
What I meant was, I thought it must be Devon because he's the only person missing, and so if it isn't him and I didn't know that, then I'm hardly likely to be the person who set him on fire or whatever.
Sarah, this interview isn't about accusing you of anything.
Good. How can I be of help? Now, so what are you saying? I mean, somebody broke in and started a fire. Maybe it's them, the body. Did you think of that? They started the fire and it got out of control.
What can you tell me about Devon DaCosta?
Right. No, not a lot. I mean, he isn't a regular, although we've always hoped he would commit to a life journey with the family at some point. And like I say, any paperwork that I had...
Whatever you can remember.
As far as I'm aware, he's been going straight for a few years. Devon's always trying to get settled. He has his own plans and then something goes wrong, and that's when someone like Devon needs an open door.
So had something gone wrong for him recently?
We didn't go into details. I think he'd been living in a flat in Cheetham Hill.
Did he say what happened?
But to be honest, I couldn't quite follow it all. He can be a little paranoid. I mean, whether that's to do with the drug use... As far as I'm aware, he's clean, but sometimes these things can linger or mask an underlying long-term mental health variation.
So was he behaving in a paranoid or agitated way the day before the fire?
He didn't want to socialise, which is why I let him have the room in the annex.
Did he have any visitors?
Not that I know of.
Anyone unusual hanging around Marilyn House yesterday? Or any time since Devon arrived?
No. No one unusual. No one I didn't know.
I'm showing Sarah Martindale still images from the CCTV on Chaplin Way. Do you recognise this woman?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yeah, she's a sex worker. I don't know her name. Sorry. I've never had any trouble with her.
And her?
The same. Martha. I think her name might be Debbie.
And what about him?
No.
And... this man?
Can you make it bigger?
Like this?
Yeah, I might have seen him before. I don't know.
And lastly, this one.
I told you, I don't recognise him.
Sorry?
You
showed him to me before, the one before last.
You mean this one?
Yeah.
They're the same man?
Yeah. I think so.
Well spotted.
Don't you? I mean, he's quite distinctive, tall, very tall.
And you don't know him?
No.
Thank you, Sarah. That's very helpful.
Okay, put it up on the big screen.
I genuinely thought they were two different people.
Show me again.
I think she's right. They're the same man.
Sarah said it was obvious because he was distinctive. He was tall. But...
in the second picture, the angle's different. It distorts his height and he's partly obscured by that sign.
And in this one, he's lit by a sodium streetlight immediately overhead. But here, I'd say that was a halogen flood from across the road.
The shoulders are the same. The hair, when you look closely.
So is she lying, that she doesn't recognise him?
Or she's a super recogniser. It's possible.
The first picture's timed at 21:17. The second one, 22:19.
Before and after the fire. And going in different directions.
I want to find this man.
Sorry to interrupt the slideshow, but you need to check the internet.
Is it a kitten doing an impression of Liam Gallagher?
Everyone's a comedian, Sue.
Hope goes up in flames. Bit tasteless.
Oh, you are kidding me.
Too much of a coincidence. Questions to be answered.
Is this true?
Looks like it. 11 months ago, there was a fire at a mill redevelopment in Ancoats.
I remember it. They stopped the trams.
Half of it was owned by a business consortium developing cheap premises for startups, but the other half had just been bought up by the Stanton Hope Foundation. Nobody was hurt. They were doing a major refurb, so no one was in it yet. But it was pegged to be a big new SHF community, or glorified night shelter, or whatever they call it.
What's the subtext here?
Jackie Stanton Hope. Everyone's got an opinion.
One person's Mother Teresa is another's Imelda Marcos.
This one's accusing her of mismanagement. This one loves her, blames underfunding leading to shortcuts in health and safety. There's another does a whole rant about her open-door policy and arsonists and rapists wreaking havoc around our communities and God knows what. But they're all one step short of accusing her of torching her own hostel.
It doesn't help that we can't give them an ID on the body.
It's a completely different MO.
It's the internet, boss. I'm sure you'll get the hang of it one day.
Get Kerry and Sanjeev on it. I'll be amazed if it throws anything up. So let's close it down as soon as we can.
Just because it's social media, it doesn't mean it's wrong.
Rumour plus wild speculation.
Doesn't mean it's wrong.
I'm not having my investigation run by a bunch of paranoid keyboard warriors.
Making your mind up before you even start comes to the same
thing.
That
is out of order, Mike.
You're the one that talked about keeping Jackie Stanton Hope on side.
For good investigative reasons.
So you tell yourself...
D.I. Tanner!
Whoa, boys!
No, I'm not on your case, but your mum's right. Yes, I know it's not illegal, but if that's the rule a school has, I'm not in the business of getting you excluded.
Boss!
Well, think of something you want to do more. Right. Well, I might have to think about that.
Boss.
Sorry, Alice. Can I call you back? Yeah, I know. Okay, I'll see you soon. Maybe have a few backups? Yeah, I love you too.
For timing?
The trade-off for not letting her get her nose pierced is that I let her watch Game of Thrones.
That could be embarrassing.
What?
Watching Game of Thrones with your daughter.
She doesn't want to watch it with me.
That's a relief.
God, Mike, mate, you really haven't grasped the problem here, have you?
Shall we get a beer? I owe you one.
What, for being an arse? Sounds about right.
Two beers.
And a chaser.
I was out of order, but she winds me up.
Who? Jackie Stanton Hope?
It's the way everyone talks about her. Like she's the one needs protecting as opposed to some piss-poor homeless kid who needs a roof and some cash.
This is a bit heavy for you, Mike.
You know what my earliest memory is?
Bagpuss?
Bailiffs. They told me when we didn't have anything worth taking. My dad didn't always cope too well, depression and stuff. Lost a lot of jobs. He was in hospital for a bit. Mum did a moonlight with me and my sister. Got us out of it.
You've never said.
It's not something I want to talk about. Jackie Stantonhope turns people like my mum into victims, and then she goes around being some kind of TV Jesus.
Ends and means, Mike. Raises awareness, cash.
And when you start doing it, I don't know, it bumps me up the wrong way. Sorry, but it does. I can't change that.
Still doesn't get us Jackie Stantonhope murdering someone by burning down one of her own hostels.
Which is why I owe you a beer. And you can go back to taking a piss out of me.
To be honest, Mike, I never really stopped. Hi, Sue.
We've got a sighting on Da Costa.
Tell me.
There was a 3-9 from the late night chemist over there. I see two, I see three. Male lifts a whole stack of bandages, plasters, antiseptic cream.
3-9 for that?
Got in a tussle with a pharmacist, Mr. Hussain. Cracked him on the face with his elbow.
Because he's got his arms full.
It's like you were here, boss. Paramedic thinks there might be a depressed fracture to the eye socket.
Ouch.
Hussain says the man was highly agitated and had lacerations to his right arm, and crucially, he was missing half a finger from his left hand, an old injury. I've checked the CCTV. Looks like Devon to me.
And where is he now?
Patrol were just around the corner. Saw him leg it in here to the multi-story and up the stairs.
Boss. Right, we've got teams on all doors. Are we calling in armed response?
If he had a weapon, he'd have used it in the chemist.
I've got DC Hale on the phone. He's looking at the CCTV feed now. Yeah? Hi, Sean. Okay, thanks.
Can you see him?
Level 3. Just come out the south stairwell.
Right. Devon!
You sound like Lane Goodman, boss.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I didn't have you down for a Strictly fan, Mike.
I don't watch it now, Len's left.
Devon! This is DCI John Stone. I know you're here because we're following you on a CCTV.
Sean, got anything?
Uh-huh. We're exposed. I think we need backup.
Sean says Da Costa took that camera out up there. But he's not seen anyone in the north stairwell, so he's pretty sure Devon's somewhere over in that far end.
That's maybe 8 vehicles. With a team of 6, we could sweep that in a couple of minutes.
He said to twocker like Da Costa, if he's in one of those, it'll be one of those knackered ones that doesn't have anti-theft.
Let's not make this difficult, Devon. We've got every exit covered. Devon! Come on, mate. We know you're injured. Let's get you sorted and you can tell us what's been going on. It's not like you're going anywhere.
John, this isn't safe.
No, you're right. We're gonna need armed response.
Behind you!
Devon! Don't be an idiot! We won't get through the barriers!
Oh, boss! Okay.
Well, if I'd known he was going to go backwards, I wouldn't have died head first into solid concrete.
Oh. I used to have a car like that, you know, where reverse is right next to first.
I don't think we're talking about a professional criminal here.
Hi. Yeah. It's DS Kelly. Can we have paramedics, please?
Come on, Devon. Out you get.
It's all his sodden plasters. No need to bring the bleeding cavalry.
Where were you 2 nights ago?
Not getting burnt to death by the sounds of it.
Did you start the fire, Devon?
Why would I set my own room on fire?
You seem very sure that the fire started in your bedroom.
Because you asked me if I'd started it, numpty.
A body was found on your bed.
Oh, shit. You're kidding me?
No, I'm not.
They said someone died. No one said nothing about it being on my bed.
Do you know who he is?
No. Hang on a minute. You're saying someone's come into my room where I was supposed to be and bloody torched me? Or that's what they thought they were doing?
Is there a reason somebody would want to kill you?
Lots of reasons, mate. Lots of reasons.
Anyone in particular?
There's loads from inside. Loads. But I'm not grassing anyone up. Don't even go there, mate.
Well, I am going there. Because someone has died. And if the intended victim was you, then we need to know who that attacker might have been.
Too many names, man. Way too many.
Try me.
What I will tell you is about the place I was in Cheetham Hill. That's the reason I left it. There was this bird there, and she had this way of looking at me.
Can you tell me her name?
No, mate. She was just like Vaclav's girlfriend. I mean, I didn't know whether she was like MI5 or Brotherhood.
The Brotherhood?
The Bratva. Russian gangs. You know, Putin, the CIA, Mossad. She knew I were on to her.
Okay. Thank you. Let's get back to the man who was in your bed.
Talk about unlucky. Bloody hell.
His name?
Don't you know?
I'm asking you.
Simon. God rest his soul.
Simon who?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Devon. Tell me his surname.
You really don't know who he is? That's mint, that is.
We will find out his identity, but I'm sure you know the consequences.
Withholding information, like I give a monkey.
As of this moment, Devon, you are our prime suspect.
You're jesting me.
Arson. Murder.
So you're going to fit me up because you don't have diddly squid?
Give me something useful and I might change my mind.
I were in the nick with him, yeah? 2006, 7. I can't remember.
And his name?
Simon. Simon something. On my mother's best porcelain dog, the one she got from her nan in 1968. I don't remember Simon's second name. Bosch boy. That was his nickname.
Thank you. That is helpful. Which prison?
Highwood, I think. You lose track.
Do you remember what he was in for?
Murder, manslaughter, I don't remember.
Can you describe him?
A bit older than me. Bald as a nut, knackered ear.
Knackered?
Like Mike Tyson, or rather Evander Holyfield. You know, someone had a mouthful.
And what was Simon doing in your room at Mary Leanne?
About 5 o'clock, he were hanging around outside. He said he was stuck for somewhere to kip. Sarah, you know her, the warden woman. She said they were full.
He told you he'd spoken to Sarah?
I said to him, you can tell them from me, that's bollocks. But he said he just needed to stay there and didn't want to kick up about it. Could he kip on me floor? So I said, yeah, you can have me bed, mate, because I've got stuff to do anyway.
What sort of stuff?
Shagging this supermodel. Oh, man, she's up for me.
Prime suspect.
You have to prove I was there.
Where were you?
I didn't start no sodding fire.
How did you hurt your arm?
They're trying to kill me, and you think I'm some kind of mental arsonist. Oh,
your arm, Devon.
Just do me for the chemist, all right?
Chris, my darling, of course I understand this procedures.
Sarah, hi. Can I borrow
you
for a moment?
Well, if you may. You know you'll always have a very,
actually,
very
I mean, do I have to come to the station again?
Hang on, Chris, can you hold on, my lovely? Susan, it's always wonderful to see you, but we are just a teensy-weensy bit busy.
I know.
Marilyn House is rising from the ashes.
Someone's offered us a job lot of those converted containers, and more importantly, the land to put them on.
A rather well-known person, as it happens.
I've never seen any of his films.
We promised we wouldn't tell anyone, didn't we, Sully?
There's a huge amount of admin associated with this sort of thing.
A.K.A. a lot of arm-twisting.
It's about the fatality.
It's not Devon. Devon never done it.
What makes you say that, Sully?
Probably the poisonous way the finger of accusation has been pointed at people who should be respected as victims.
Well, I can confirm that Devon da Costa is alive and well. Oh,
thank God.
That's wonderful news.
So, do we know...
That's what I need to talk to you about. In private. Please.
Does the name Simon mean anything to you?
Simon?
We don't have a surname.
In what context? I mean, I know a lot of people call Simon. Well, perhaps not lots, but I've met a few over the years.
We understand a Simon spoke to you, perhaps between 4 and 5 o'clock on the afternoon before the fire.
Who told you that?
I can't share that with you, I'm afraid. Is it true?
Actually, yeah. Yeah, there was a chap. I don't remember his name. He could have been Simon. A Simon. I mean, people don't always give their real names.
When we asked whether you'd seen anyone unusual...
People come knocking on our door all the time, but obviously we have certain criteria. He didn't seem unduly annoyed or angry. If
You're suggesting this Simon chap...
We're just trying to establish a complete picture of anyone who might be connected to what happened.
It was a 2 or 3 minute conversation and then he'd gone.
Can you remember what he looked like?
The thing is, D.S. Kelly, I was so busy I didn't really take him in. I'm not that good with faces at the best of times.
Distinguishing features?
Not that I recall.
She didn't remember that he had half an ear missing.
Well, I suppose he could have been wearing a hat or a hood or something.
Yesterday she was a super recogniser.
I'll be honest, boss, I can't get my bearings with this one. I don't know if she's hiding something or just neurotic.
Jackie Stanton Hope has Sarah down as a most trusted warden.
The SHF do fantastic work, and I know it's all part of the whole self-healing community thing, but from the outside, some of it seems pretty strange.
We've got a trace on DaCosta's phone.
Triangulation?
He had the Find My Phone app on.
I'm starting to like him.
And he was nowhere near Mary Leanne House. In fact, from 2114 to 0707, the next morning, he was somewhere... here.
Belston Industrial Estate.
Assuming he was with his phone.
I checked the log, and sure enough, there was an emergency call from Brook Audio at 7:20. They gave me this.
Is that you, Devon?
No comment.
What about this?
No comment.
And this?
All right, bloody hell, yeah, obviously.
Thank you.
I am now showing Mr. DaCosta Exhibit 4D. It's a laminated sign. Would you like to read it, DCI Stone?
Faulty door. Do not close.
It was dark. I didn't see it, OK?
According to this lengthy but oddly entertaining CCTV... You were trapped in the recording studio at Brook Audio for over 8 hours.
I didn't nick anything.
You did urinate into absorbent soundproof baffling.
You try holding your piss in for 8 hours.
Along with the willful destruction of one microphone stand and a pane of reinforced soundproof glass.
It's only cracked.
It's over £2,000 worth of criminal damage.
Not to mention the assault of Paul Mercer when he came to open up in the morning.
I pushed him. That's not assault.
Two cracked ribs says otherwise.
Look on the bright side. At least it's an alibi.
And when you've finished wetting yourselves at my expense, maybe you want to find out who killed Postboy.
You said there were people who would want to hurt you, Devon.
No comment.
I think it's time to give us some names.
No comment.
A man's dead, and you're going back into custody. You could be in a lot of danger. Give us some names and I will do my best to protect you.
Well, they're not in prison, are they?
Oh, come on, Devon. We both know how this works. Names. Devon.
There's no one, all right? No one, all right?
All
no
right,
one.
Calm down, Devon.
No one even cares if I'm alive or dead. Happy, eh? No one. No one. No one.
DaCosta was at Highwood in 2009.
Not 2006 to 2007.
That was HMP Leighton Vale.
The wonders of cannabis-related memory loss.
Or depression. It's not like he had a lot to remember.
We're getting a complete list of inmates from both prisons covering both sentences. And in the middle of the Leighton Vale sentence, Devon was moved to Pullbeck for 6 weeks because of a flood.
Simon could be a surname, middle name.
It could have a Y in it. I'm ahead of you, Mike.
How are Sanjeev and Kerry getting on?
No evidence was found to say the Ann Coates fire was arson, and if it was, it was a lot smarter than our current perp.
I sense a massive but incoming.
Kerry had a look through SHF's bank records, and about a year ago, a great big black hole starts opening up in the Stanton Hope cash flow. Then they pick up the insurance from the fire and sell the land, which had been gifted to them, to a property developer for this much.
A property developer?
They use the cash to set up a new unit and hire in 2 new full-time psychiatric staff and 3 support workers.
Ends and means, boss.
All right, smart ass.
Are you two going to start again?
No. I've got a feeling we're on exactly the same page.
The whole operation runs hand-to-mouth. They constantly spend way ahead of their income and get last-minute bailouts from the great and the good, as well as the not-so-great and the not-so-good. I.e. you and me.
Speak for yourself, Mike.
And now?
I'd say they're in big trouble.
Oh, bollocks.
Sanjeev's on computers, Kerry's on paperwork.
Did you brief them on the layout of the office?
I did. They know where they're going.
Brought in an extra unit to speed things up. Left ear.
I know where it is, Mike.
Sue, watch out!
Where did they come from?
They've been bloody tipped off.
Boss, that sounds horribly like a helicopter.
two helicopters.
Hundreds of angry protesters gathered outside the headquarters of the Stanton Hope Foundation, known affectionately to residents as Jackie Towers, as officers seized computers and paperwork.
What are you doing, boss?
I'm writing the copy for tonight's TV news.
That looks suspiciously like an egg.
And that's Sully.
What's the plan, boss?
John, 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 we are so disappointed in you.
You're actually not the first person to say that.
A little bird told me that you gave up your Christmas to serve dinners at the night shelter on Kent Street.
Excuse me.
And then I get a call at 3 a.m, and suddenly my dear friend John
is... If you had advance warning of our arrival...
No more than a stooge for an establishment that profits from the willful impoverishment of millions of people.
All you had to do was voice any objections through the normal channels.
If we did things through the normal channels, then the Stanton Hope Foundation wouldn't exist.
At this point, I'm obligated to remind you that this is still a murder inquiry. And you might want to think very carefully about what you say next.
Oh, I am perfectly aware of what I am being accused.
You're not accused of anything at this point.
There are 300 people outside. Angry, grieving people who might not see it that way. Not to mention the camera crews and the helicopters.
Is that a threat?
It's a statement of fact, John.
You're prepared to allow this situation to deteriorate into a major public order incident, where there's a real risk of injury both to my officers and your residents.
You think I organised this? You think Jackie Stanton Hope needs to lift a finger, needs to whisper a word in anyone's ear?
People are going to get hurt, and you can stop it. If you decide not to, then that sends its own message. Do you want that, Jackie? Is that what you want?
You should be cheering yourself! Yeah! Cheering your pride and your dignity! Yeah! Oh, look, 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 I know you're all upset to see the police invading Jackie Towers. Who wouldn't be? And God knows it's right to be angry sometimes. Yeah! But right now, this is about who set fire to Marilyn House and caused the death of an innocent man in our home.
It wasn't you!
Of course it wasn't, Sully, my lovely. And that's why we're offering Detective Chief Inspector John Stone our complete and unequivocal cooperation.
Boss.
Look, there he is. Wave, John.
Yes, well, soon. I've got some waving to do.
But if anyone says to you...
I had a call from D.C. Hale.
You look them straight in the eye. And don't just say it's business as usual. Tell them it's a family as usual. Yeah!
Sean's been going through the prison records. We've got an ID on the Simon that DaCosta said was using his room.
Tell me.
There were 3 name matches, but only one with an ear injury and a murder conviction. Also from quite a middle-class background.
Posh boy.
Named Simon Peverell.
Peverell?
Convicted for the murder of...
Cody Stafford, 1998.
You know him?
Yeah, I know him. I knew him. I was a DC. I worked that case.
Stone, DCI Stone was played by Hugo Spear, DI Mike Tanner by Craig Cheatham, and DS Sue Kelly by Deborah McAndrew. Jackie Stanton Hope was played by Jill Halfpenny, Sarah by Christine Bottomley, and Sully by Michael Peavoy. Grace was played by Susan Twist, and Devon DaCosta by Everell A. Walsh. Stone was created by Danny Brocklehurst. It was written by Martin Jameson, script edited by Caitlin Crawford, and produced by Gary Brown.